emotions are a part of us, on purpose for a purpose, and are not to be feared or ignored. But how well do we cope with our emotions? How do we allow stress to affect us? Do challenges break or build us? As we take a look at our emotional wellness, we address these questions and talk about overcoming the barriers that keep us from feeling and healing. We share ways to cultivate our emotional health and confront the concepts of triggers, loss, mindset, and balance head on. We're here to feel our feelings and work towards accepting and growing through our emotions rather than running from them. Hi, I'm Becky, the host of the Girl on a Hill podcast, where we encourage you to stop hiding, start shining, and to be the woman you were created to be. You can download Girl on a Hill podcast on your favorite podcast app, such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Spotify. Thanks for listening, and now let's head to the hill. Hey, welcome to Girl on a Hill. I have got Crystal and Sydney with me today.
Hi.
Hello.
And we are getting emotional.
Oh, yeah, goodness gracious.
Yeah, a little bit reluctantly. We record it two at a time. We've said that before. And I'm like, which one do you want to start with? Like, let's just get it out of the way.
Yeah. So I'm stoked for the next one.
You know, but we have to talk about it. It's a part of us.
Right.
You know, it is. We've talked a lot about our emotions before on the podcast. I think we're going to keep coming back to it.
Yeah.
Because we're human. And, you know, our emotions are by nature and design.
Right.
Like, it's part of us on purpose. Mm-hmm. And I think we have a lot of misunderstanding about emotion.
Yeah, I'm sure we do.
And we run from them.
Ignore
them.
Stuff them down.
Yeah. And we're ashamed of them.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But emotions aren't bad.
No.
Or something to be feared.
Right.
Certainly not something to be ignored.
What?
I know, right?
I think I'm in the wrong place right now. I might need to be next door.
Yeah. Everyone at home is like, shut up. So I want to jump right to the definition of emotional wellness because I think it highlights the struggle we have about being emotional, which isn't going anywhere. This is from WebMD today.
Okay.
Generally, I don't recommend
going to. No, they're not a good place to go when you don't know about
something. No, they are not. Don't do it. Emotional wellness is your ability to cope with both positive and negative emotions. Mm-hmm. So it's not the emotions we have that are harmful or destructive. It's our inability to cope with them. And that's a really big thing. Mm-hmm. And the truth is, I think most of us cope pretty poorly.
Yes.
About that.
I do. Yeah.
We all have the whole point of a coping skill is to help you get through something, whether it was good or bad, and whether the coping skill is healthy or not. It's like, it has its place. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean it's right. And I think that's been such a big one.
Yes. Yeah. I think our strategies, for the most part, are not working for us.
Right.
I don't know what you're talking about here.
Like, they work. I mean, technically.
So that signifies to me that I am emotionally unwell, as are most people.
Right.
But it's not that I have the negative emotions. It's that I don't know how to deal with them properly.
Right.
Or I know how to deal with them properly and I choose not to.
That's fair.
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to claim ignorance if I can.
Like, I know the right answer. Like, go back and listen to your own podcast. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Medical News Today defines it as emotional health or wellness refers to how well people are able to accept, big word, and manage their emotions and cope with challenges throughout life. Accepting your emotions. That's
that's like step one. Acknowledge, right?
Sounds easy.
Yeah.
And the National Institute of Health says the emotional wellness is the ability to successfully handle life's stresses. And adapt to change and difficult times. Successfully.
Oh, yeah, that feels like keyword.
The key.
Adapt is in there.
Oh, I don't like that word.
Okay.
Yeah.
Adapt.
I can do it, but it doesn't mean it's fun.
No. So again, just to reiterate, being emotionally well, which is what we're after today, doesn't mean that you're free of negative emotions.
Right.
Or free of stress.
Mm-hmm.
Let's not shoot for that because that's
not possible.
No, it will never happen. It's just about how you handle those things when they do happen, because they will. You guys want to know some benefits of being emotionally well?
Okay, yes.
Okay.
They're all.
Yeah.
It affects being emotionally well, positively affects your relationships.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay.
That your work mm-hmm. and your overall mental and physical health.
Mm-hmm. Emotional. Okay.
Okay. So it does have a positive impact on all of those things.
Right.
A new treatment center said an emotionally healthy person has control over their thoughts, moods, and actions.
Hmm. Control.
Uh-huh. Oh, like this. Oh, you mean we don't just have to let our thoughts and moods happen to us? I know this, but. And medical news today said emotional health can affect how well someone can function day to day or how they're able to deal with change.
Function.
Deal change. With change.
And change is a given, unfortunately.
Oh, yes, yeah, it is. Fair. Yes, it is. Okay, so here's our checklist for the week.
Okay.
Signs that you are an emotionally well person.
Mm, so no checks for...
okay, let's hear it. Go.
Let's hear it.
You feel good about who you are. Yeah. They're both just like...
okay, fine.
Oh, see, now here I'm going to ding myself another two. Able to relax. Not so much. You know, this last week helped, though, being snowed into our house.
This is
for
true.
For like 8 days.
Yeah, did help. That's true.
Being able to talk with others about your feelings.
Okay, yeah, check. That's I a got big one. That one. Okay.
Allows, again, this we have some control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Allows a full range of emotions.
Oh.
Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Gets good sleep.
Yeah. Gag. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mindful.
Yeah.
You know what I feel like sleep and mindful have been in just about everything. Mm. Okay.
So important.
I get it, God.
Seriously. You need sleep.
Flexible.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That, you know, that's something I've been praying for in myself. And then we got snowed in for 8 days. Like, okay, God, get it. Yep. Yep. Gotta learn to roll. Positive mood.
Mm. Okay.
This one is really big. Okay. Shares feelings, but there's an addendum. Appropriately.
See, that's kind of what I was thinking when I, yeah. It's like, I can talk about my feelings. It's more like talk at. Mm. I don't know that I'm talking with.
I think a lot of people share their feelings in like angry, ranty yes. posts or yes. sure. dumping on people. Like,
oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Appropriate. No. Has good coping mechanisms.
What are those?
I know, right?
You
know,
I gotta remind myself. We're probably going to find out some of them yeah. soon.
Content most of the time.
Okay.
Okay. Rarely complains. Now, notice both of those. I didn't say all the time because we're still human.
Rarely. Mm-hmm.
Something. And yeah. bounces back from challenges more quickly than others.
Okay.
Okay. So we're shooting for it. Okay. You want to know some barriers to our emotional wellness?
Sure.
Okay. I'm getting the stuff out of the way.
Yes,
the
yes, yes. One. You're right.
We've been through some stuff.
I'm not complaining.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's just be real. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
We've been through some stuff.
Yes. Life's hard.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. And hard stuff is hard to get through.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, it hurts mm-hmm. to feel the feelings we have to feel in order to heal.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It hurts.
Especially the backlogged feelings are, I think.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to deal with that yet.
I don't think anybody does.
I would yeah. rather just pretend that I'm fine now. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's 10 years. I'm fine. I've moved on.
Mm-hmm. 10 years later.
I'm functioning. I'm fine.
20 years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We've been hurt, and it feels sometimes like you have to hurt all over again in order mm-hmm. to get past it so mm-hmm. we don't do it.
Yeah.
Seems like we shouldn't have to, right? It's like, wasn't once enough?
Right. Like, do we have to know it? We have to acknowledge it? Wait, what did I say already?
Clearly we won't have to, but then we continue on the path we're on.
The yeah. accepting part, like
the
you
lumpy,
said.
The lumpy, lumpy rug.
Yeah. What are you talking about? I don't have an elephant under my rug. No. That's just a hill in my house.
I live on a hill.
Maybe it's good we started with a hard one today. We're always a little loopier on first record.
Yeah.
You know, we're just, you got to laugh.
Yeah.
Well, you got to laugh. Yeah. But we can't keep avoiding healing.
Right. Well, not if we want to get somewhere else. No. Instead of coming back. It's like you're getting caught up in the loop instead of getting back on the freeway to the next thing.
Just and none of us want to just stay there. I mean, that's why we're talking about it.
Mm-hmm. All general big sigh.
Big sigh.
Real big sigh. Okay, next barrier. the two biggest influencers of emotional unwellness mm-hmm. are stress and change. Mm. And life is full of both.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're both inevitable. We need to have stress to change, I suppose.
Yeah. So that, and most of us have a really hard time dealing with both of those things. So we aren't ever in that place of emotional wellness because we're just stuck in the, I hate stress and change.
Even though they're every day.
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. And I think we need to get to the point where we accept that.
Yeah.
Or we're going to be real unhappy people mm-hmm. all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing stays the same.
Mm-mm. I know. That's what the guarantees are.
And nothing is easy. Mm-mm.
Yeah.
We tell her, oh, it'll be easy when. And then the when comes. Like, oh.
Thanks, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't easy what he did. So
we are stressed all the time. So the top two are, I mean, I'm just being real about these barriers. These aren't really helping you, but maybe just understand
right. You're
not alone. Okay, here's one. Number three. Emotional health requires you to feel, process, and talk about your feelings. Mm. And we don't, like we said, we don't want to do that.
Mm-mm. Like, yeah, no.
No, it's real. It's scary. Mm-hmm. It feels vulnerable. And in addition to just that it hurts, mm-hmm. it feels scary. What if they judge me? What if this person? I don't know.
It's all the overthinking comes into play.
According to the National Center for Emotional Wellness, the term refers to an awareness, understanding, and acceptance of your emotions. And I think acceptance is scary because that means you have to say things out loud you might not want to admit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, because sometimes I think when we jump to this, when we think about emotional healing, talks about like the big traumas in our past, which we
right.
all have.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everybody has mm-hmm. a brand. And David and I are learning that, too. We both had relatively happy, wonderful childhoods, Christian parents. But like we both still have our own.
Because it's how you perceive it. Right.
Is yeah, that we're trying it? To get rid of. And trauma is all about like how you responded to a situation and whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So even that aside, even if you haven't gone through this horrible thing, mm-hmm. you still have stuff and you mm-hmm. still have feelings and emotions you might not want to say out loud mm-hmm. to somebody that can help you, be that a therapist, be that your pastor, be that your friend. Mm-hmm. Stuff. Okay. I wrote down a few things saying like, I feel scared. Mm-hmm. Mm. I feel inadequate. Mm-hmm. Mm. That one's really scary for me. I don't like that. Yeah. I feel lonely. Mm-hmm. You know, these big things that aren't, I'm healing from abuse, but they still feel really tough to accept and mm-hmm. process and say. And sometimes we also don't want to admit our feelings or talk about them because I don't like this. We don't want to admit that somebody had power over us.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh.
True. I
never thought about it that way.
It's very true.
Oh. Uh-huh.
That was a lot of my stuffing was, well, this person doesn't get to know they hurt me, so
right.
no one's going to see me cry or be upset. Mm-hmm. I'm going to act like I'm having a party.
That's interesting.
And yet dying a little on the inside.
Yeah. yeah. When I wonder if I would have gotten over that much faster had I opened up to somebody and mm-hmm. said, I am really hurting because of this.
Right. Well, and like you said, it's like an allowance to what we've allowed to happen. Or if we couldn't help it, it's usually when you're younger. But like if a kid says they're scared or lonely, we go, oh, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we can't, again, do that for ourselves.
And why not?
Yeah. When it's like something, it seems simple as a kid, but at the same time, that really does shape how we perceive
and
things.
And it can help. I just think about this. Okay. I feel inadequate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like all of us have said those words in one form or another.
Yes. Of course.
And every time, it's not like y'all are like, well, you should. Never. And here's why.
Well, you're not opening this up to a random stranger exactly. in the grocery store or somebody you just met on the train.
Right.
I mean, like, those are inappropriate right. situations. So you're going to be talking to people that you're close to. Yes. And we would never think that, but it just...
And they can usually point you back to the truth.
Yeah.
Like... Okay, no, actually, here's why you're great at your job. Here's why you're a good mother.
Right.
Here's why. Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. We can
But that lack, I mean, your feeling of inadequate, you're not going to be like, well, I'm not a good friend because of this.
And if I say it out loud, they'll see it too. Mm-hmm. Well, and then we just keep that feeling inside, and then we're never emotionally well. Mm-hmm. Okay. Last barrier I came up with. There's a lot more, obviously, but you know.
We don't have time for
these
that.
These are half an hour podcasts.
Yeah. Keep it. Yeah. Keep
and
it.
And not experts.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a stigma.
Yeah.
Huge stigma. Now, we know there's a stigma surrounding mental health. Mm-hmm. It's getting better.
It is.
And I'm grateful. And mental wellness and emotional wellness are definitely connected. Mm-hmm. But I feel like all on its own, there is huge stigma surrounding emotional wellness because we're taught, whether it's outright or subliminally, that we're supposed to be happy all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what does the media say, you know?
Yeah.
They're always, people are always striving for something, right?
Well, I mean, how often are women even just told to smile?
Oh.
Oh my gosh. You want to make a woman punch
you? For real. For real. Yeah. I can think of many situations where I'm fine. There's zero wrong with me.
And now there's something wrong.
I know. Like, for real. Why? You want to push somebody down.
Like, every time when someone's like, well, you seem a little. And I'm like, well, I wasn't till now.
Yes. Right.
But I feel like especially women like are not allowed to have any other. If we are, we're hysterical. We're, you must be on your period.
Uh-huh.
If you're God having forbid. Any other emotion other than total glee,
right?
You're a failure.
Or and, some other like, yeah, sensuous person or yes, whatever I don't they expect out of us women.
I mean, no one is happy all the time.
No. Yeah.
And I think that's a ridiculous standard we should stop shooting for.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
And then, because then I think you feel shame when you feel regular human emotions like anger and sadness and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And then we start to go out of our way to hide our feelings and ignore them and stuff them.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that it is very true that I think mental wellness, like mental health and emotional are like, it's becoming less of a stigma.
Yeah.
But as I think about now, all of social media, they're just adding to the bag here of comparison.
Here's
of,
the Joneses. Yeah.
Right. Which we all, and we know deep down that's not
fake.
That's not real, but yet we still hold it as a standard.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many happy little family hashtags can, you know, my family was screaming at each other today. So right. We are.
Which is
multiple times.
So was theirs.
I was like, probably everybody's.
Yes.
Yeah. They're just posting the good moments.
Yes.
But we don't remember some of that, you know, or.
But it's funny because when you do see a post that's like a legitimate, like, I was crying or, you know. This is my son in a fit, you know, then we're always like, oh, come on. Like, you know what I mean? We totally, you know, at least I'm guilty of it. I'm going, oh, come on. I want to see that. I see that at home all the time.
Right.
You know, but then at the same time, yeah, like you said, it's more realistic or authentic. But and I don't want to see your kid crying. Mine's crying, too.
Well, maybe just those of us listening, let's just stop like shaming people who aren't Mary Sunshine all the time.
Right?
Because that's not normal.
No.
Or regular.
Exactly.
It's okay to have other feelings.
Like, it's like you need more emotions.
Yeah. You really do. Watch Inside Out. We're going to do an Inside Out series in June. On the new emotions we are. But like, they needed sadness in order to make everything else work. Just, anyway, we'll go there in June.
I can't wait. That'll be exciting.
Okay, now I have ways to cultivate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like the last couple weeks, I started out with a little bit simpler steps.
Yes.
And then we're going to move to the more advanced.
Okay.
Okay. Becky, this is not easy. Okay.
Easier.
Be aware. I guess because this doesn't really require you to do anything except notice yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Be aware of your emotions and your emotional reactions.
Mm-hmm.
FamilyDoctor.org suggested noticing what makes you sad, angry, frustrated, etc. I've said it since the beginning of the podcast, like, get curious.
Right.
If you're having an emotional reaction, what is it and what's underneath it?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's usually not the thing.
It's usually not. Yeah.
It's really not.
I could give you a solid example. This week, I was getting my calcium whatever drink that I'm supposed to drink to, you know, because vitamins. Anyways, trying to drink, you know, I got it all ready. I set it all up and then my hand slipped and it went everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And for a split second, I had the Inside Out person in my head going, you could laugh it off, Sid. And I was like, forget you.
You were, anger and I let it fly.
That guy was the red guy, and I was just flaming, rage cleaning, and then. My spouse was like, hey, do we have to rage clean right now? And I was like, I don't have time to think about anything else.
Yeah.
And then I thought of all the horrible things I was already thinking about, how I felt stupid because I dropped it. That was really the, but I was thinking about, I was trying to be aware in the midst of my rage guy. Yeah. There's someone else going, okay, this is why you're doing this. This is what, you know, the other person's going,
there needs to be like the little nerdy accountant in that movie. That's really now.
Like, actually, I think you feel like your ego's busted or bursted because this is also your example of how your dad might react to that. And so it's kind of had that also in the backlog, but I was just like rage cleaning of like, I'm a horrible person and that's why this person said this and you know, and I was mad about a sponge. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know.
We all know. We all know.
We all do know,
So that was where
we all know.
And so that I noticed it. So step one. I did.
And you got get curious. You get curious. What's it really?
Yeah. Right.
It's probably not because your kid left their shoes on the stairs. Like doesn't deserve rage.
Yeah, it came from something else.
Yeah, yeah. Something else.
A lot of other else.
Yeah. A lot. Yeah. The elephant under your rug.
A lifetime of other things.
Yes, yes.
It was.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just always good to figure out why, what are your triggers and why do they trigger you?
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's some self-therapy for you. Okay. For those of us that can't afford real therapy.
Amen.
Okay. Number two. If someone or something is making you uncomfortable, lonely, sad, irate, here's something you need to hear. It's okay to step away. Mm-hmm. Yes. It's okay to reevaluate or to voice your concerns. Mm-hmm. You do not just have to stay in situations that are emotionally hurtful.
Mm.
I feel like not all women feel that permission. And I'm not saying leave your marriage, leave your job. Don't hear that.
Yeah, no.
But if something is making you uncomfortable or if you feel irate, it's okay to leave the room. It is okay to step away.
Yeah.
It's okay to say, what am I doing here?
Right.
Or to have the courageous conversation with the person. Be like, hey, listen.
Yeah. What Evie said, she's also here.
Yeah. Okay.
I like full of emotions.
This one I like. This one you guys will be behind me on. Celebrate your wins.
Yes.
Ah. Yes. Hey, yeah. I noticed, didn't I? I told you and I noticed.
Hey,
did you celebrate your win with another calcium drink?
No, I gave up on it that night. But I thought about it. That. No, I was gone. I was definitely gone. It wasn't until the next day when I realized what it really bothered me. It was a built up of little minor things that I was taking too personally, which again, when I thought about it, I was like, this person's really thinking about them. They're not thinking about me. Mm-hmm. So it's not about me, but I took it personal. So, and that came out of me, dropping my drink. That I should have drank, which I hadn't drank. Now I should drink. Anyway.
Yeah. But celebrating our win. I don't think we're good at this as women.
No.
No.
We celebrate our flaws. Real and our failures all the time. Don't do that.
Yeah.
But just even your tiny wins. Mm-hmm. Like I didn't yell when my child did this.
Yep.
Win.
Win. Yes. Mm-hmm. You're right. We could play that. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is. Celebrate your wins, big or small. Watch the way you talk about yourself.
Because
it actually is going to influence your mood and your emotions.
Your brain's listening, unfortunately. Yeah.
And you will believe yourself. You will believe what you say.
And don't you think if you're saying that actually out loud, that other people will then kind of take that in a little bit too?
Yeah. Yikes. Let's not do it. And this way, I had to throw this win on the... this one in on the easy way to cultivate, because I don't know, I couldn't do it without it, but you need that one-on-one time with God.
Mm-hmm.
I could not do this without the Bible, without prayer, without my journal.
Gotta have it, the journal.
I'm just gonna give you a spoiler, that's the answer for every problem.
Yeah,
but then we wouldn't have a podcast. Okay, now I'm getting a little deeper now. Okay, you guys ready for the
enough
for a little bit deeper ways to cultivate?
Yes.
Okay. FamilyDoctor.org again said this: express your feelings in appropriate ways, i.e. do not hide them.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever we hide thrives.
Oh, that's an interesting way to say it.
Thrives in the dark.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when all of us are having the stupid feelings and say them, then we all say, oh, I immediately felt better once I told you.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Confessing it.
Once you, if you write it down or say it out loud, sometimes you're like, oh, I'm actually being ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But again, that appropriate ways, punching people isn't appropriate.
It's not.
Not no. socially acceptable. Got it.
Yeah. So threats to throat punch come up in the Linder house quite a bit. No one ever does it, but it comes out. Not appropriate. Okay. Number two. This is a bit, again, I'm throwing this out there like you can just do it. But have a positive mindset.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, okay. I'll do it.
There is choice sometimes.
There is.
I don't think that you know.
You got to work at it.
You do.
Is the deal. It's not just, you have to choose. Mm-hmm. Medical News Today had something to say I really liked that made this thing we all want that I think it feels like this unachievable platitude is the thing. Like it, but it made it more real. Hold on to positive emotions longer.
Oh. How do you think we do that?
Yeah. I don't know, because I feel like we've talked about this, like we hold on to the negative stuff
right.
forever.
Yeah.
And if something really good happens, we're like, oh yeah, neat. And then we just kind of move on.
I'm going to try that.
But it's just like, okay, this great thing happened and just like sit in it, savor it.
Maybe that's why I like gratitude journals and stuff like that, because then you're seeing the small things where when you're not looking for them, you're not seeing them.
So true.
So now you're talking about positive experiences as being mountaintops.
Yeah.
And we don't live on the mountaintop. Mm-mm. So
we're not getting the giant thing every day, but we can have this warm cup of coffee on my couch felt relaxing. And I'm going to hold on to this feeling of cozy for a second longer.
I had chocolate and I just melted it and put it on fruit. And it was just like a whole new, so simple, but
it's a small thing, but it's like, oh, this positive. It made me, if it made you feel something good.
Yeah.
Right. Hold on to it.
Oh yeah.
Hold on to it. And a couple other ways to do this are notice and appreciate the good things in your life.
Yes.
Cause we always tend to, we know what's going bad.
Yeah.
But usually not everything.
Yeah.
Is going bad. There's probably something going right for you.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are going right for you.
That is so true. We don't tend to see because we have just laser focus.
There's a lot of things that probably aren't going right for you too, but that's not,
you can't direct your attention there. You can't. We're saying that to our son learning to drive. What you're looking at is where your car is going to go. So if you're just looking at the crummy stuff, guess where your life's going to go?
That's so applicable.
And yes.
Darn it. I
know. Thank you, Henry, for learning to drive.
Okay. Yes.
Here are a few other little ways to keep this positive mindset. Recognize the good you've done for others each day.
Oh.
I like this because you have. Yeah. Doesn't matter what role you're in. You've probably done something nice for somebody every day.
Yeah.
Probably a lot of people every day.
Yeah. But I think we take, even if we're not getting thanked or they're not saying, wow, you're wonderful. Doesn't mean you didn't.
You're not going to get thanked and you're not going to be told that you're wonderful for every nice thing that you do.
sadly, no.
I don't want to live my life after that.
You're not going to get a lot of likes on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a good point, though. Uh-huh.
Because that can produce those positive feelings like, oh, I matter.
Right.
I am doing something of value.
Right.
Okay. Gratitude journal. Hey, same page. It does. Writing it down makes it real.
It does.
It does.
But when I'm not looking for those things, I don't see all the small things.
Yeah.
And when we start talking about it again, I start seeing these little small things and those things add up.
They do. And they change. They change your morning. They change your mindset. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, yeah. Huh. And hang out with positive people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's a grumpy people influence you.
Yes, they do.
Now, we fight this because it feels trite. Mm-hmm. Okay. But every single psychological article I read on emotional wellness cited how important positivity is and that those who tended to view their life and situations as glass half full people rather than glass half empty people were more able to cope with negative emotions. So we got to learn to see the world through the what's going right rather than what's going wrong. Mm-hmm. Okay. Here we go. It's that word. It's come up on the podcast a bunch of times. We always laugh. Balance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, our emotional wellness takes a hit when our life is out of whack in any direction.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and we all tend to live in extremes, and it doesn't matter which extreme. We think about like, okay, well, that just means workaholics and not having any fun. But it can also mean someone who's solely focused on having fun and hasn't found any purpose, or who is always, always, always with other people and never has that reflection time. Mm-hmm. Like, have you guys ever been on a seesaw with somebody who's either like a lot bigger than you or a lot smaller than you?
Yes.
Okay. And like, doesn't quite work where you can either like trap somebody. Like, I like that with my kids when I'm at the bottom, like trap Harper at the top, or. But like, that, it's not meant to be so out of whack. It's not fun.
Right.
You need all the things.
Yeah. Oh, that makes sense. But again, the power thing too, and you mentioned. Yeah.
I like the seesaw analogy. I'm picturing this.
Yeah.
I mean, do we even have seesaws anymore?
We have one in our backyard. Okay. David made one for our kids. It's really.
I mean,
I like when grown-ups come over and get on it.
Oh,
like,
I totally get on it.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Oh, see? But that's a good, even within yourself, that balance within yourself.
Yeah. Because it just, it isn't fun when one side is grossly heavier than the other.
Well, and if you've ever ridden it, you know, with that as a kid, that's exactly it. Your older sibling is doing that exact same thing to you. So you're trying to crawl off and they're going to get up and.
Mm-hmm.
We've all had that stuff happen.
Yes, we have.
So it's all your past stuff that you're still holding on to that's weighing you down.
That past, past.
All the metaphors today. Our English teachers would be so proud. Okay, I don't like the last one. I'm sorry. It's gross, but we have to deal with our losses.
Yeah.
and losses means a lot of different things.
Yeah.
We all have them. And I think we all skip over grieving.
Mm-hmm.
We skip to the numbing and to the pretending it doesn't bother us.
I'm really good at that.
Yeah. What sugar are you numbing with? My bad.
I'm fine. I'm good. Ha ha. See, because we can function.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we've healed.
It's a very unfortunate thing, and that actually, because I've been going to therapy, that came up this week. Like, you don't want to admit things, right?
Of course.
It's like, but if I'm honest, I thought if I could just get rid of this small section of a long time ago, I can keep carrying the burden of my entire life. And admitting that to yourself hurts really bad, because that's the truth. That's exactly how I've viewed this.
Yeah.
Get rid of this small chunk because I'm at a breaking point. That's not what the point
deal with
is.
The rest of it.
I don't like it. It's been a tough week in that fashion.
Oh, yeah. Well, kudos for doing it.
Yeah.
We're so proud. And Sid and I have talked like we're jealous that we can't afford therapy.
Yeah, I don't have that. They won't give it to us. No. But I like hearing what you have to say, because then I can think about what you've heard. Yeah.
Secondhand therapy.
Yeah. I'm learning as you're learning.
Yeah. But yeah, we have to deal with our stuff.
We do.
And the stuff we've lost. We have to grieve it.
And loss doesn't have to be huge.
No.
I mean,
it doesn't have to be a death.
No.
No. It doesn't.
We have so many losses in our life.
Mm-hmm. Friends walked away. We lost out on a job opportunity. Mm-hmm. All the things we thought our life might be,
which it's not.
It's not. Okay. Now, I'm closing today with some questions to ask yourself. Mm-hmm. Just kind of a self-check-in. Again, and this is for the people who like to pull out their journal at the end, who want a little more, who want some homework. These are for the nerds in the front row, okay? Okay. University of New Hampshire gave us this one. Are you aware, kind of like Sydney was talking about, are you aware of your bodily sensations emotions and behaviors when you're stressed?
Because
sometimes we're so out of control, I don't know that we're aware. Or we are aware and we don't care. I'm going to rage. Face my wrath. It happened this week. I knew I was being irrational, and I knew I'm like, you need to stop yelling. There are people in your house that are looking afraid of you. It's like, but I'm mad. Everybody else got to be mad too. Okay. Psychology Today. How do you treat the people in your life personally and professionally?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's an honesty check-in because they said those who are emotionally well tend to be more sensitive and compassionate about the needs of others. Mm. Well, then we've talked about hurt people,
yes. Right?
So just a little check-in that's, you know, ask yourself, what am I grateful for? Mm-hmm. What am I proud of?
That's a good one.
It is a good one. We forget.
This to move on to positivity, yes. Thinking of the glass half full, let's...
Yes, and what have I done good for people?
Yeah.
Never think about it.
Yeah.
And that's not something longer. I ever think of.
What am I proud of? Because I guarantee you, whoever you are, you have something.
You probably have a lot of things.
Every day.
Yes.
Something.
I should probably do that with the gratitude journaling.
Well, and this is like the small wins, too. Yeah. You can be proud that you got up and went to work, even though...
You didn't want to.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I should start being more proud.
Yeah, you should.
Every day.
Oh, I want to see how that would work. Yeah, it's a challenge.
Okay, the last question isn't as happy, but it's important. What am I avoiding?
Fair.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you need to figure it out. What's under your rug that you're pretending isn't?
Right.
So I'm going to wrap it up with this thought. Wellness, because this is the wellness series, is living in alignment with your needs. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to your emotional wellness, what you need is to accept your feelings. Right. They're fine. It's fine to have them.
Yeah.
Feel your feelings and process them in an appropriate way. Mm-hmm. Yes. So here's my admonishment. No more hiding.
Yeah.
No more stuffing. And no more shame.
Amen. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one.
It's okay. It's okay.
Shame is so terrible. It just holds us back.
Seriously.
In everything.
It prevents us from sharing. It prevents everything. Shame. Feeling. It knows our name, and I don't want it to anymore.
Amen.
Go away. I love on episodes, sorry, listening, you're like, go away, fear. Yeah. This is a good crystal admonishment.
Yeah.
Go away, shame.
Go away, shame.
Go away, shame.
Go away.
All right. And go away, fear.
Amen. Yeah.
She didn't come up this episode. Well, I know it's coming up next time.
It's in there. I've thought about it. I've thought about it multiple times.
Yeah. Of course you did.
It's always, it's in there.
Thanks for healing with us and feeling with us.
We got through it. Okay.
We got lots of feelings here on the hill, and that's okay. Anyway, we will be back with you next week. We love you.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Girl on a Hill podcast. Please help us out by sharing the podcast with your friends, connecting with us on social media, and leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We're here to climb the hill with you as we all work to stop hiding, start shining, and be the women we were created to be. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week.